Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and drive.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Going to be a balmy Monday. The Drive, Dave, Katie, and Nate. Hey, Nate.
Hi. Hey.
Is that a hiccup?
Hey. No, that wasn't me.
Oh. That was Jay in the booth. I don't know that anyone else heard it but you.
Oh, okay. Didn't tell. I wasn't looking. 339-1140. 1-800-920-1140. That is the aforementioned Dave, Katie, and Nate taking you all the way till 9 a.m. Ken Berger. I love Ken Berger. CBS NBA writer. One of the, He's a big deal. One of the finer minds in NBA coverage, I believe. He'll join us at 7:30. A lot of stuff to get to. Monday's always big because you had two off days, really, to soak in the sports. One thing that's sort of breaking this morning, not a huge deal, but it's a sports business deal, just enough to mention. You know, the jerseys in the NBA in the year after this coming season, next season, I should say, are going to start having the ads on them.
They have the option to have the ads.
And one team has already announced a deal.
The no. first, You'll be shocked
the
to hear what it is.
The first deal with a company, the New Jersey, now Brooklyn, Nets, will be paired up for 3 years with StubHub.
I think you're thinking of the Sixers.
What I say? Did I say the Nets? I'm sorry, the Sixers. Jesus, it's Monday. The Sixers. Yeah, why don't you punch me? The Sixers and the StubHubs. That's the first sponsor on the jersey.
Okay, so not Brooklyn at all.
Not Brooklyn.
No Brooklyn.
Nor New
Philly.
Jersey.
No,
the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia 76ers.
They're on the East Coast.
It's
true.
What you do, the misdirection.
Yeah, you know,
they're
wanted
both kind of nowhere franchises.
It's like a double surprise.
Mm-hmm. He did like the fake out.
God, who would you rather? You'd rather have the Sixers, though, right? Early poll.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't even know why it took time to think about that. Yes, absolutely.
They screwed you with the misdirection. StubHub will now have a little patch on the upper breast of where the Sixers jerseys will
breast.
Be in a couple years. I am very curious to see who some of these, because they're not all going to be StubHub or IBM
or
Chevron.
Yeah, a lot of them are going to be more like local, right?
I would think that's kind of how I'm curious as to how it's going to play out.
Not local like as in, you know, Green Acres is going to have their nursery.
Could be awesome.
No, but like
business, D. Miller's
like
Barbecue.
Businesses that are relevant to that area. Like if Chevron were... You know,
like Smoothie King for in New Orleans.
Yeah.
For the, you know, Smoothie King's not, as far as I know, is not out here. Smoothie King's a huge.
Never seen a Smoothie King. We have Krispy Kreme donuts,
right?
In-N-Out burgers.
Even
like
White
that.
Castle. I don't think we have White Castle out here, but that's huge.
Yeah.
Hell, we don't even have a. Do we have a
Hardee's? No, Hardee's is back
east. Guess what? Maybe after the news conference, it's going to be In-N-Out.
That'd be,
see?
Well, In-N-Out patch.
See how easy that is?
Depends on if that one 34-year-old lady who now owns all the In-N-Outs
mm-hmm.
wants to have. I'd be fine with that. That'd be a hell of a sponsor. Kidding me?
Think she'd associate herself with that franchise first?
Sure.
Well, I mean, they already got the branding built in because of Lottie's old joke. So.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe he was laying the groundwork.
That's beautiful.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of ads and sponsors and all that, spotlight on Nate. You had I saw a picture, or I should say a video, of you getting dunk tanked.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Kind of. I got the lever pressed by the pregnant lady.
Someone pulled the lever.
Couldn't even throw it hard
enough.
I'm glad you said that. It was our account executive. I've just given her a hard time.
It was an employee that dunked you?
Well, I mean, everyone got a chance to dunk me pretty much.
I wish I could have been there long enough for you to get in the dunk tank.
Well, yeah, you see, the thing about dunk tanks is, like, they kind of... you know, they're it's really hard to have any incentive to do it when you're not making people pay
for, right.
to throw the ball.
Right.
So, like, I'm kind of just sitting up there. First off, the lever was way too strong. Like, the first three people.
Rusted.
Yeah, the first three people that hit it, it didn't knock me down. So I'm kind of just sitting there laughing. It's a
of
good
course.
Thing that they put a cage in front of you. But they just let people keep on throwing. And most people would throw about 8 to 10 balls and wouldn't hit the thing. So then they would just walk right up and punch it.
Go to punch.
And knock me in. And so after like the third or fourth day, there was one kid that came up and he's like, he's got one foot in front of the other. I'm thinking, this kid can't throw. I'm in pretty good shape. I mean, just terrible form.
Yeah,
like, he's holding the ball funny.
His front foot is forward, and that,
exactly.
and that's the same that he's throwing.
Yeah,
with.
He's
yeah.
throwing left-handed. He's got his left foot forward, and he kind of rears back. And I'm thinking, no chance.
No
he's going to skip it there. And he just fires this like 50-mile-an-hour bullet that misses by about an inch. And then he picks it up and he does it again. And he does it about 10 times, just missing by inches. And I'm squealing like a little pig every time because I see the strike coming and I'm just like, All right. So I'm good. And so finally, on the last try, he just drills it. And that's maybe the fifth or sixth time I've gotten dunked. And I'm freezing. I mean,
at that point.
Yeah, it's 80 degrees out, but I'm wearing a golf shirt. It's windy. I mean, there's maybe 20-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, you didn't wear a dunk tank outfit?
No, that was my dunk tank outfit. I elected
it
early
in the morning. It was a KHTK golf polo and like cargo shorts.
My thought was in the morning, I can't just get up there in full swimming gear. Part of the appeal of the dunk tank is like the clothed person. Like, I think that's part
of
it. It's I think so.
Had I agreed to do it, it would have been okay for me to
be clothed. No.
Well,
see,
no, I mean, it's double standard.
Why is it any different for you? I don't care.
I'm saying that's the logic that I used for it. I'm not going to sit up there and swim clothes. Like, put me in the dunk tank, get my clothes wet. That's fine. So I wore a safe. But anyway, I'm freezing after about five of these. I got about 10 minutes left. I'm kind of just sitting up there. I'm trying to sing along with the band. And, you know, I'm doing whatever to keep warm. And about 20 feet away, I hear this. Kind of, you know, and I look, it's like a tapping sound. And I look over and there's a blind lady with a cane. And she's working her way towards me. And I know what's coming. I can just see it. And here she comes, just click clack, works her way up. And she kind of looks at me and she says,
she didn't look at you.
Well, she like turned towards me.
Right?
I mean, she had an idea
hear
of
your
where
teeth
I
chattering.
Was. Yeah. And she says, how do I make this thing go? I'm like, it's right there. Just press it. And she walks up and hits it. Down I go.
Oh, you got dunked by a blind lady?
I mean, she rubbed it in my face. She was just like, hey, how do I dunk you? Press the button.
What was she doing at the car dealership? You know what? She came specifically because we advertised that you would be in the dunk tank.
She was listening.
Yes.
She did give me a nice firm handshake afterwards.
Well, good.
That's nice.
You got dunked by a blind lady.
I knew it was coming.
That's great.
Wow.
Fear.
Katie, how was your weekend? Same normal weekend?
It was good.
Can't compare to that. We get free street tacos.
I went to Hoblet Dodge, obviously, with Nate in the morning, and then I drove like way out to Placerville after that to go to the bridal
she
shower
did, like,
of my
normal
friend.
Human being.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was there a dunk tank at the bridal shower?
No. But you know what? At moments,
is
I wish there
anybody blind
were.
At the bridal shower?
Yeah.
Did anyone get tormented by a blind person?
It was good. And then yesterday was all projects. Man, I'm telling you, the home improvement stores near my house, I'm not mentioning any by name because I don't want to, you know.
Thrifties.
They get all of my money. Yeah. Projects. I'm always doing projects.
Yes. And we were... I love you so much. You know this, right? You're my best friend in the whole world.
So now he's going to say because now he's about to say something
what's
awful
happen?
About
I don't
me.
Think this is awful. I just think this is a revelation. We all have our ways.
Our ways.
And your way, one of your ways is that you will take something and like you would take like a box of Kleenex. Like this box of Kleenex.
Right.
I'm going to use this as a visual prop on the radio.
Okay.
So to me and Nate, this is a box of Kleenex. But to you... This is a naked box of Kleenex that needs a shelf. Then you need to put like you need to design a cover that goes
it needs
over
a
the
home and a wardrobe.
And you don't want to buy the cover for the box of Kleenex. You want to construct it out of wood. You want to whittle it and then put your own indentations in it. Maybe stain each side.
Jeez.
You create like
I build things.
Katie has a pool. Okay, we were talking about this on Friday after the show. Katie has a pool. This is a, you paid $50 for this on Amazon?
It's like an 8-foot like,
I was just
pool.
Listening to this stand-up bit over the weekend about how, it was Jim Gaffigan, he was talking about if you get a stand, like a above ground pool, you don't even care. Like, you just may as well put a sign out front that says white trash.
That's correct in every way except this one.
Where I live, and we're having a barbecue on Saturday, so you'll, you know what, bring your banana hammock.
It's going to happen.
You're going to get
it. It'd be great, by the way, if you put the pool out front.
But no, I mean, I have a limited amount of space in this backyard. It doesn't have a pool.
About how many gallons is this thing?
It's like 700 gallons.
8 feet long,
It's
you
like
said?
8 foot. It's so circular.
This is a kiddie pool on steroids is what this
is.
Yeah,
I mean, guess what? When it's 100 degrees outside, it's awesome. Like, the pool is almost 80 degrees right now.
Right.
It's like an eyesore. I put it off my patio so that we can watch TV while we're in the pool, because, that just makes sense.
Obviously.
Of course.
But, you know, I'm like, okay, must surround it by a bunch of potted plants and pretty things, and must build shelves to put on the fence around it.
Right.
So
you got a cover for it.
Yeah, I have a cover for it. I have all kinds of, like... I have more stuff to go into the pool than you can fit in the pool at one time.
But wait for it, because this was a real phone conversation we had on Friday.
Oh, God.
She is seriously considering.
I need to get a pool guy.
A what? A pool guy?
I need to get a pool guy. And I'll explain to you why. I will explain to you why.
Oh, please do. We have a
for her Walmart pool.
Which is what, like I said, see, what I said was not that awful. I'm just saying, Katie is it. I mean, let's just be honest. You're an anal individual. You have things that you...
Dave, that could be perceived in so many different ways.
Well, I just prefaced it with 20 minutes of reasoning.
Oh, we lost Nate.
You have... And good for you.
I will explain to you why I need a pool guy.
We'll be back in 5 minutes or whatever the hell it is to figure this out. It's The Drive, Sports 1140, KHDK. Well, maybe Grant could help us with the conversation we were having outside. Is cage to cage the drive?
I don't think so.
There was a big brawl, a big fight in baseball. We're gonna have a sports talk, yelly debate about it because hey, there's fighting in baseball. What the hell's going on? Is this world coming to? Thanks, Obama.
Awesome. Thanks.
There's that. Jason Day is amazing. Find out if anybody cares, at least in this region. And you know, you had some basketball over the weekend. The Heat and Raptors. That's decided. And now you got the big Western Conference Finals coming up tonight. Ken Berger at 7:30. Just want to put a cherry on top of the conversation. We were talking about Katie's backyard pool, which is a $50 pool from Amazon.
With a pump and everything.
With a pump and everything.
It's very fancy.
She's now spent more on the accessories for the pool than the pool itself. And true story is considering, Jay, I'm not lying, she's getting a pool boy
or girl. I'm considering it.
Pool person.
A pool person.
I just need to figure out the chemicals.
Yeah. Look it up on the internet.
I've got like all the chemicals and stuff, but it's like apparently they're slow release. So I'm trying to get the chlorine and every day I'm out there with my pH strips, right? To the point where I'm so anal about it.
Dave. Anal.
That I went to Amador Friday after work with my friend to go up, and she, you know, is a wine club member, so she picks up her wine. So we drove up there for the day. And I'm walking out of the door, and I look down in my purse to, like, grab my keys. I had, without realizing it, I was carrying the pH strips around with me while I was getting ready to go, and I had put them in my purse. What the hell is wrong with you?
Be misconstrued.
Yes, it could. You never know when you're going to need one. You never know when you're going to need a pH strip.
You don't need a pool guy. You don't need a pool.
I feel like you save yourself
a lot of money.
I don't think I'm going to get a pool guy. I was thinking about it. But then more so not about the money part, but about being judged when he comes in my backyard and sees the pool.
He's expecting a real pool.
He's like, this crazy lady.
What he's going to think is that you just invited him over to
Nate, do you have any pool boy experience?
I do, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
matter of fact.
Nate the pool boy.
Yeah, you know, I got that very same experience in the same two summers that I worked at a bed and breakfast. So, you know, I got you covered.
Really?
Nate,
head
you
to,
said,
head to toe there.
You said outside that a comedian was saying the only reason to have a pool like that is to wade in the pool with a beer.
With a beer.
Katie, you said you use your pool to sunbathe.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, help me out.
Same thing,
right? You can sunbathe without a pool, right? What,
but
how does the
when
pool,
it, when it's,
you stay
when
cool?
It's, when it's 110 degrees outside, I
you
mean, it's already,
floaty and
right.
Yeah,
you
if you're immersed in water, it doesn't matter how hot it is outside. Like, you're comfortable. All because when I lived in Phoenix, seriously, the only way to survive the summer is to be in a pool.
In a pool.
And when you're in the pool, you're like, you forget the fact that it's 117 degrees outside.
That's true.
But, yeah, and it's, you know, it's got the TV there, and it's not, and I've got all kinds of, like, pool chairs for it, like pool chairs so just me can fit in there.
Is
a lounge
it on the
chair. No, it's like
it's an 8-foot pool, just you can probably fit in there.
Yeah, you're right.
you're not putting a party in there. Although but, you're having a thing this Saturday.
Yeah,
see how
I
many
am.
People can
We're
get in
see
your pool.
How many people
multiple people can get in it if you're just sitting,
yes,
right?
But you
so
can't
then I
lay
have
out.
To get like chairs, like pool chairs that are small enough
are
so that multiple
the pool?
People they're the floaty chairs, but
okay.
Like so multiple people can be in
them.
Like but
a blow up swan.
I've got to go. I know, right? Like one of those.
We have one. My wife bought one
of
over the weekend.
Of course she did. I'm surprised it's not like either a skull like blow up thing,
which is what
or
she's...
like a Hello Kitty
oh,
one.
I forgot. All is good with my wife and we stopped fighting.
Oh,
she
thank
did
that's
her,
awesome.
She did her,
there's your weekend.
Yeah, she did her. Thank you. She did her strongman thing on Saturday, which we had to miss because we had Little League. We went and basically waved at her and then took off for Little League and came back and she was done. But apparently the whole thing was that she was just scared of doing the strongman thing where you have to, like, lift mufflers over your head. You have to, like, take a sledgehammer and beat some 200-pound kettlebell across a grill or something. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I saw one of those.
Oh, that's what happened to your face?
Thank you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm too late for it. No, I'm not that. I had a rim shot somewhere. So I saw the most amazing thing. Thank you. I saw a guy basically push a sled that was like 500 pounds, no wheels,
right.
About 100 feet. I saw him lift the muffler thing and drag it 200 feet and then do the sledgehammer thing with no legs.
Wow, it makes you feel like you're just maybe the laziest person on the planet.
Loser.
He had no,
a
he,
loser.
I don't know how he lost the legs. I
would imagine
I'm assuming
it was an
military
accident.
Or something. Yes. So he had the
just based on this, it was probably something badass.
Yes. Yes.
That would make us also feel like garbage.
Yes. Yeah. And he had the whatever the magic legs, the Lieutenant Dan's. The
okay.
You
not
know what I'm talking
Oscar
about?
Pistorius.
No,
but...
not the flippers. He had the
I was trying to be delicate.
Well, no, I mean they're flippers.
Right,
the
Lieutenant,
flops.
The Lieutenant Dan,
the Lieutenant Dan legs,
titanium
the metal
alloy,
ones, like
same
the,
stuff they put
yes.
on the space shuttle.
So, which I don't know if I could balance on those, much
right.
less I don't know do strongman things. And he was good. Like he wasn't like, oh, look at the guy with no legs. Let's golf club. No, he was
God.
Like
yeah.
really, really good. And I didn't realize until he was done. Like my mouth was agape and it was an awe. Is that my kids and I are watching this?
Agape.
Agape. My mouth, you know, which I'm a mouth breather.
Yes, you are.
We're sitting there watching this, and he gets done, and there's like 200 people there. We just come from the game. I'm watching this guy, and he finishes, and I had to put my McFlurry down so I could clap for him. I don't know if that's is that mean if these people are doing this workout stuff? You're allowed to. It's like buying popcorn and stuff at a game, right?
Yeah.
But I realize, like, is it mean to show up like ice cream at one of these events while these people are competing? They're like,
no, it's not mean. Please.
Meanwhile, my wife though,
not exactly the equivalent of like. Showing up in a wheelchair.
No, right.
I mean, like, you could have done worse.
I had a McFlurry. We all had McFlurries. We were celebrating after the game. And then my wife is fine now, and she came correct and admitted
How
she
did
was.
She do?
Came correct.
I mean, because that was her big thing. She was worried about sucking, right?
She was worried about finishing last, and she was like third to last. She was absolutely fine. She was worried about being the only person that couldn't lift the muffler because she.
I saw the picture. She looked at them.
That wasn't my wife. Oh. I even said in the face. You're like, don't feel bad, but you're like the 30th person to say that. It's a Facebook post. It says,
guess
literally,
what? I
not picture
read your
my
posts.
Wife. But there's a girl in the photo. I was like, wow, Melissa,
posts.
You look great. Hey, you read the accompanying caption. That's
well,
all.
I mean, sometimes you have a little bit of like a, well, I don't know what you would call it on
verbose.
Facebook. No, but usually it's like mouth diarrhea, you know,
that's
when they don't
verbose.
Shut up.
Parsimonious.
Yeah, parsimonious.
Y'all just said the same thing three different ways. But now my wife's mad because she has, not mad, but she's annoyed because she was in a tank top workout thing all day. Now she has tan lines, which I don't get. Back tan lines.
Same problem with me.
Really upset about tan lines.
I don't understand that. You have what's your thing with tan lines?
Because girls wear all different kinds of tops, and it looks kind of like, I don't know, it takes me back to my redneck days where you've got, like, the farmer tan. Like, to me, it's the same thing
as a farmer tan. It's going to be a guy because guys don't worry about tan lines up top because we can sunbathe topless.
Anywhere, really.
I do it. That's why I've got a pool in my backyard, folks.
You do what?
Now I'm going to have, like, all kinds of drones flying over my house.
Oh, you sunbathe topless?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, now.
I learn something about me every day. Just a roundabout way of getting that out of you. It took about 5 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk sports. And there's a strange odor in baseball. Oh. Of course I had to do that. It happens to be of the brawly type. We'll talk about that next. We have sound, too. It's The Drive. It's Sports 1140 KHDK. The Sacramento Republic got themselves a big home victory over Seattle on Saturday.
They're starting to move a little bit, aren't they?
That's two in a row. Got a bigger win down in L.A. Over the last weekend. So join us, the Republic, second round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, Wednesday, 7:30, Bonnie Field. That'll be broadcast on KHDK as well. Purchase tickets at SacRepublicFC.com. So we'll have that. You gave me a look. Was that an off-air look?
Yeah,
that was an off-air look, Katie.
That was an off-air look.
Did I do something wrong? Mm-mm. Okay, good.
She still doesn't get the soccer thing.
Yeah,
the whole. No, that's not at all what.
Yeah, you've been to soccer. You enjoyed it. I saw you out at a game before.
You know, I was talking to my friend over the weekend. She wants to go to a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Anytime. Bring it out. It's. Hey, listen. Summer's hot. We all know this. This just in. But those nights at Bonnie Field, and let me tell you, you got to sit in that battalion section just once. Dear Lord, those folks have a lot of fun.
It's
out
a good
there.
Time.
They really do. Wear a poncho. Yes, wear a plastic poncho because you will get wet, and it will not be from rain. It will be brown liquids, beer, all over the place. They have fun. They have a lot of fun. They sing, they chant. They light stuff on fire, apparently, now. That's been going on. That's fine.
It's a party.
Nothing wrong with that.
It is.
There's a party between Toronto and Texas over the weekend. There's a history between these two teams. Now, big hot sports talk radio topic for a long time was Joey Bautista's bat flip. And then last year's playoffs. Big moment, big home run in Toronto. Flipped the bat. A lot of memories. A lot of memories of that. And that kind of spilled over into this game. Joey Bautista at the plate. Joey Bautista gets hit in the ribs with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Joey Bautista on first, ground ball. And Joey Bautista, he slides.
Ground ball left side. Beltre picks to his left, throws to second for one. Rugi to first, and Bautista goes after him. And Rugi pushes Bautista, and they're in a fight at second base. Rugi threw a couple of punches at Bautista, and the dugouts have emptied. This is a real Donnybrook. This is not just players standing around. There's a big flesh pile out in short right field. Hard to see what's going on in there, as there's a bit of a pile out in right. Things have, for the most part, calmed down now. Adrian Beltre has a hold of Jose Bautista.
Adrian Beltre didn't need to have a hold of Jose Bautista. It was one of those, I'm being held back. I'm kind of going to shake around like a fish.
He's already gotten his ass kicked.
He got punched. The Crying Jordan meme was out about 20 minutes later of Crying Jordan getting punched in the face. And they went back and forth. Benches ended up clearing a little bit later because the next batter was also smacked. But that's a carryover. Now, everyone's laughing at Jose Bautista because he got punched in the face. I always hate situations.
You did see the meme of it, right?
The Crying Jordan one. Yeah, I was just talking about that. The Crying Jordan face gets punched.
But did you see how they did? I'm really curious how people do this. Like, I'm not like techie like that. They have to spend a ton of time doing it. I mean, you don't even see his face the whole time. It's just Crying Jordan, and then the Crying Jordan face just falls off. It's like, oh my goodness.
They're very talented.
Is that ever going to die down, you think?
I hope
when something
not.
Replaces it. Something has to replace
it. Okay, just as an aside here, sure. Isn't it great that Michael Jordan probably spent his whole life hoping no one ever saw him cry, and the one time he does publicly, it's the only thing that'll be remembered about him now?
Yep.
It's like there's an entire generation of kids now that have never seen the guy play basketball. They just know crying Jordan.
There are some young children out there that if you put Michael Jordan in a lineup, they'd be like, he's the crying guy.
Yeah.
Well, he also shot a couple baskets, too, back in his day. But that, wow, you can get shoes. You can get your own shoe collection if you're a crying guy.
Pete Rose is going to be remembered as the home run king.
Oh, that's true.
That's just
so basically what you've got
Lord.
Here in the Rangers are a team that's holding a grudge from what, 6 months ago?
Yes.
Okay. And you know all of the hot takes about Jose Bautista and his bat flips and all of that. Any irony in the fact that these Goose Gossages of the world, you know, the same guys that are this. Look at Jose Bautista there, what he's doing. He's emoting all over the field. He's having a good time. That's bad.
Yes.
It's disrespectful.
Yes.
It's playing the game the wrong way. So if anyone ever does that, kid, throw a ball at him as hard as you can and punch him in the face.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Yes.
Okay.
What was your question?
Just so long as we're on the same page.
I will tell you that I'm split on this for a couple reasons. Now, you know, we'll have the whole old school, new school.
The pearl clutching over the, what will we teach the kids about bat flips? Well, you teach them punch someone if they do that to you.
Here's the problem I had with the whole deal is that the Rangers are a pack of cowards. They're an absolute, it was such a cowardly move.
Last game of the series.
Last game of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Between the seventh time they've met this year, right?
Okay. You're waiting until his last at-bat in the last game of the season, unless they make the playoffs, to go 98 in the ribs. Are you kidding me? The only guy in the Rangers that's not a punk is Jesse Chavez, the Blue Jays, for example, because he turns around and he – imagine being this. You're Jesse Chavez. You're playing for the Blue Jays. Your job when you go out there in the next inning is, hey, kid,
you got to drill
Prince Fielder. You got to drill Prince freaking. I'd be like, you know what? I don't feel well. I need to hit the shot. You got to drill. I
think my arm's a little tight, Coach.
Little bit. I don't know who my top five is off the top of my head of people I don't want to drill in Major League Baseball. Prince Fielder probably near the freaking top. Sorry. Prince Fielder is big and fat and fast.
Uh-huh.
He's fast. He's weirdly fast. He's
nimble
got that
cat there.
Yes, he is. I don't want to deal
deceptive.
With it. Very deceptively
yes.
quick. So it was cowardly. Now, I was watching the analysis yesterday, and they're all over the place. But one guy said, I think it was Dallas Braden said it well, that and it might have been Tim Kirchner, that baseball players are vindictive. They are vindictive, and they have
there's not enough action
memories.
For them not to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they were busy doing other things, they wouldn't have time to hold crutches.
I think you're totally right. Like, what happens in baseball? You get out, you got to wait 2-3 more innings before you can hit.
Mm-hmm.
You stew on that.
Yep.
You know, you let those things
fester with
you.
You're over there in the dugout, chewing your sunflower seeds.
Exactly. You see so-and-so slide hard into second base, and it sits with you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to dwell on that until the next time, whatever, you slide into second base or that guy comes up. I totally agree with that. Things have time to fester in baseball, and that's why this weird stuff happens.
Do it in the first game of the series.
Yeah, I agree with you, but there's a reason why they didn't do that.
Yeah, because
they're chickens.
They're a pack of chickens.
But if they did that, what would the series have ended up being?
Us talking about it for four games.
You know what it would have been? It would have been like A's Royals last year, maybe. There would have been back and forth throughout.
Manny Machado firing his bat.
Sure.
At, yeah.
That's fine. Don't go out like that. Don't wait until the guys. I was all about the don't do the bat flip and Bautista's going to. And during the arguments last year about it, it was all. And I was that guy. He's taking one in the ribs next year. It's going to happen. It's those unwritten rules of baseball that you love so bad, Nate, that are going to come to fruition.
Love so bad.
And Bautista's going to take it. And he did. But not that way. If you're going to play unwritten rules, guy, if you're going to play we police ourselves, guy, if you're going to play old school baseball encounters, and it's been the same since the 20s, if you're playing that card, that's fine. then you damn well better give the guy an opportunity to respond and not play it cowardly like that.
Well, and I mean, aside from like the whole tweed jacket element of, hey, we shouldn't have fighting, throwing baseballs, guys is stupid.
Tweed jacket.
Well, I mean, that's actually good. Kind of beyond all that, you have this element of like, the Rangers still lose because their recourse is to put a guy on base for free.
Sure. Like that, in a one-run game.
Yeah, yeah, like that to me is what makes it stupid beyond the, hey, throw a baseball at a guy when you're mad. Okay, whatever, whether you want to argue about, you just gave him a free base runner. All right.
Can we just talk about the fact that Batista, like as I just sit here and watch this over and over on this Vine online, he was going, it's like he was the first one to wind up and he got nailed before his before his fist even crossed his shoulder. I mean, where was he bringing that from, his ankle? It took him forever to wind up for that. So it's
like a cartoon.
Is he just the slowest, you know, man in terms of reflexes on the planet, or was he really not planning on doing anything?
I mean, honestly, that was like a UFC style punch. That might have been the best.
His glasses went flying.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Might have been the best punch landed all weekend, and we had a UFC over the weekend. Bats Odor, UFC 200. We'll continue this when we get back. We have the managers talking as well, and Jose Batista. We'll take it. Somebody got mad at me for calling him Joey, by the way, which.
I always get confused because he's Joey Bats.
Joey freaking Bats. It's what I said. His name's Jose. Thank you.
Yeah. Got it.
Just want to get it right. It's not Jose Bats, Holmes, so maybe we should all chill. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Sports 1140 KHDK. Collision came a grave
consequence. Receptors. By the way, speaking of the lowdown,
yeah,
whose birthday is it today?
Jason Ross?
Yes,
it is. It's Jason Ross's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
I got to do some hustling.
Yeah, we got to get him something.
We have a half birthday. We share a half birthday.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Jason got me a super rad birthday gift.
What?
I need to pay him back.
What did he get you?
We were working together. He got me a gift card to Hoffman.
Really?
Yeah, that like had like two rounds of golf and a bucket of ball. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a great gift.
I know. I had no idea what was on it, but I went to play. She's like, oh, yeah, this covers all of it.
Wow.
What? And you have to, like, go actually. That's not just, like, some gift card you grab offline. You have to go work for that.
Yeah, you actually have to go and pick it up.
Shows thought.
I'm probably the best human that's ever existed.
Jason Ross?
Yeah, but
he's
certainly
on the Mount Rushmore.
Between him and Alva, like, that's a power.
Yes.
His wife, I mean, the two of them together,
it's a power duo.
They shame everybody else.
And
they're just too good.
And she's the sweetest person in the world. But what I love about her, though, is, see, Jason's the
sweetest
person.
She's not afraid to not be sweet.
Exactly. Exactly. Alva will let you know where you stand whenever, and then, but she's still sweet.
She's the one that will tell you you're acting like a complete ass, but she does it so cute and sweet that you can't be mad at
you
her.
You actually end up saying, you're like, you know what? I'm acting like a complete ass.
Yeah, you're right.
The Jedi mind trick stuff.
Yeah. Jay Ross. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Jay Ross. I put out the poll question, today's poll question just now. You can check it out on the old Twitter machine and feel free to tweet and retweet and reply and all that. This goes back to Jose Batista last year. Are you a fan of baseball's unwritten rules? Because that's what happened. Jose Batista did not like getting hit in the ribs with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And you know who does? Let's just be honest. Nobody
Happy
likes.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. Fine. I mean.
That's it.
That's all. And he slid into second, which, by the way, again, I hate that I'm siding with Jose Batista, but it was a legal slide. It was a very legal slide. He slid past the bag, but in the line, trying to break up a double play. Odor got mad. And see, here's the thing. Joey Batista getting Jose Batista, now the guy's in my head on the text line, him getting punched in the face to me is a little bit like when people freak out when someone gets dunked on. Yeah, I don't like that because you're playing defense. In baseball fights, you're not expecting a freaking right cross. You're expecting push and push and push.
Yeah, hold me back, bro.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure if Batista and Odor threw on the UFC gloves. I'm not so sure I'm not siding with Batista on that one. I don't know. I need to see them at work. When they're showing clips on TV of Odor starting a minor league brawl back in the day, like 2011 or something. That's fine. But I don't knock the guy. Everyone's been caught with a shade. When you don't expect the punch,
right. You
know, it doesn't mean Jose Batista is a poor fighter.
And
or
he definitely didn't expect it. Because when you watch the video, you see that, like, Jose Batista never made a fist. Like, he was going to go in for another.
That's
he got two-hand pushed in the chest.
Yes. For,
and you could see that he was going back and his hand was open. He was going to push him back.
Right.
He was caught completely off guard. But I think those are some of the best punches ever
when you're completely caught off guard. On the one hand, I want to credit Odor for actually doing it because one of the things that really drives me crazy
about all athlete fights,
but you know, Jonathan Papelbon's a guy, I remember a couple of years ago, he flipped out at an umpire and is doing this whole angry man raging yelling thing. It's like, dude, just you look like an idiot. Like, no, everyone knows you're not going to throw a punch at the umpire, so just stop with the theatrics.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess that's kind of where I fall on the whole unwritten rules thing. It's my thing against him is more just that you're the one that ends up looking like the idiot when you're holding on to a grudge over losing in a playoff game, what, 6 months ago?
But see, that's not why they were holding the grudge. They were holding the grudge because of the loss.
Yeah, they were.
They're holding the grudge because Batista flipped the bat.
Yeah, because he flipped the bat because he was excited because he hit a home run that beat them.
True, but I think even had they won...
I mean, basically, they're still butthurt because they didn't get him out. That's the way I perceive that.
You don't think the bat flip stokes the fire?
Well, if they got him out, he wouldn't have flipped the bat.
I understand. I mean, that's where it ends to me.
If I'm in the Rangers' position, I know this is all about perception. I understand why they see it that. If I'm in the Rangers' perception, the way I see it is, if I don't want him to do that, get his ass out.
I totally get that. I think if you're asking the Rangers, their issue was the bat flip more than anything. I'm sure fueled by the fact they lost and they didn't want to give up the home run. I'm not indifferent to that. By the way, why are we not having a conversation today? Where everyone's talking about how Odor just clocked Batista. How come no one's talking about how Batista didn't expect the punch, took a full-on haymaker from Odor, and basically
stumbled once and popped.
He didn't even fall.
Do you remember the fight a couple years ago at the Sac State baseball team between UC Riverside? I just showed Katie the video.
I think this was a giant brawl, wasn't it?
You should tweet that out, Nate.
Yeah, there was a rundown between second and third. Guy got tagged out, and he didn't really like it, so he kind of went in hard. Didn't really do anything dirty, but the shortstop, after he took it, he kind of shoved him and had some words for him. The dude walks up to him and just socks him in the face like that.
He didn't even move.
Didn't even flinch, dude. Did not even flinch.
It's like his face barely moved,
and he just stared at him.
That's great.
Was like, really?
He took a punch.
Yeah.
I mean, why isn't Odor getting made? Why isn't Odor of the crying Jordan? He threw a punch from Australia
and, you know, basically.
So what's going to happen to him?
You're probably going to five game suspension. Five game suspension for
Odor. Should be 50 games. Aroldis Chapman took 50.
Clean it up.
There's no fighting in baseball.
All right, let's talk. We'll continue this. And now we're into it. Now, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Now we're into this fighting in baseball, and is there a place for it? And
totally
yada yada
being
yada.
Might have had something to do with there's no crying in baseball.
Were you serious? I don't know. We'll find out after the break. It's the Drive Sports 1140 KHDK.